Because the Bible, the Word of God, is inspired of God. Because the Bible, the Word of God, is alive and powerful and sharp. Because the Bible is able to make you wise unto salvation, as it tells you of and introduces you to the Lord Jesus. Because when the Bible, the Word of God, is in the heart, it is able to keep you from sin. For these reasons, we are sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, the wise man of old, as he was inspired of God the Holy Spirit. Today, from Proverbs chapter 9, we share with you a portion of his some 3,000 Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her 7 pillows. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you alone will bear it. The woman of folly is boisterous. She is naive and knows nothing. And she sits at the doorway of her house, on a seat by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by, who are making their paths straight. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks understanding, she says, stolen water is sweet, and the bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Now, as the Lord blesses that reading of his word, reflect with me as we consider this in a paraphrase rendering. Wisdom has built a palace supported on 7 pillows, and has prepared a great banquet and mixed the wines and sent out her maidens, inviting all to come. She calls from the busiest intersections in the city. Come, you simple ones, without good judgment. Come to wisdom's banquet and drink the wines that I have mixed. Leave behind your foolishness and begin to live. Learn how to be wise. If you rebuke a mocker, you will only get a smart retort. Yes, he will snarl at you. So don't bother with him. He will only hate you for trying to help him. But a wise man, when rebuked, will love you all the more. Teach a wise man, and he will be the wiser. Teach a good man, and he will learn more. For the reverence and fear of God are basic to all wisdom. Knowing God results in every other kind of understanding. I, wisdom, will make the hours of your day more profitable and the years of your life more fruitful. Wisdom is its own reward, and if you scorn her, you will only hurt yourself. A prostitute is loud and brash and never has enough of lust and shame. She sits at the door of her house or stands at the street corners of the city, whispering to men going by and to those minding their own business. Come home with me, she urges simpletons. Stolen melons are the sweetest. Stolen apples taste the best. But they don't realize that her former guests are now citizens of hell. Friend, these are words of wisdom, given by God the Holy Spirit through Solomon, that wise man of old. But they're just as important for us today as we consider the truth of God. The truth of God is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God, though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I trust you know him today. If not, why not? Amen.